a time for a children's message, yes. A time, or shall I say, for those who have a child in their hearts as well. I brought with me my identification card. It happens to be all the time at the bank, at the grocery store. Someone is wanting me to pull out my identification card and tell them, indeed, this is who I am. I am who I am. There are other times when I use my identification card, and perhaps you have one too, in which you use it to get a library card, or perhaps you use it to sign up for a sporting event, a youth soccer league, or perhaps you use a card in school, have your own. Some schools have your own ID, and the teachers wear them as well. Almost every day, we are asked to prove that we are who we say we are. On the Sunday that Jesus rose from the grave, he appeared to a group of his disciples. One of the disciples, whose name was Thomas, was not with them. When the disciples told Thomas they had seen Jesus and that he was alive, Thomas said, "I won't believe it until I see it with my own eyes. I want to see the nail prints in his hands and place my hand in his side where the spear was thrust." A week later, Jesus appears to his disciples again. This time, Thomas is there. Jesus said to Thomas, "Thomas, put your fingers here. See my hands, the scars. See my side. Stop doubting and believe." And Thomas believed. A lot of people today won't believe that Jesus really rose from the grave because they haven't seen him with their own two eyes. They want proof of identity before they will believe. Jesus said, "Blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed." How about you? Do you have to have proof of identity before you will believe in Jesus? Or will you accept him by faith? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son to die on the cross for our sin. Help us to accept by faith that Jesus has risen from the grave and that he is alive here today. Amen.